help, you will be splattered on the moon. My arm is long, Jesus. It won't reach down from the moon, Hans Pedro. My name is Hans Peter, as you know. You'd put your hand on your Peter if your arm was long enough, is that what you said? I don't want your personal information. Quit wasting time. Send the money. The connection is broken. Both men lie staring into the dark. Hans Peter Schneider is in a berth aboard his long black boat off Key Largo. He listens to a woman sobbing on the V-berth in the bow. He imitates her sobs. He is a good mimic. His own mother's voice comes out of his face, calling the crying woman's name. Carla? Carla? Why are you crying, my dear child? It's just a dream. Desperate in the dark, the woman is fooled for a second, then bitter, racking tears again. The sound of a woman crying is Hans Peter's music. It soothes him, and he goes back to sleep. In Barranquilla, Colombia, Jesus Villarreal lets the measured hiss of his respirator calm him. He breathes some oxygen from his mask. Through the common darkness, he hears a patient out in the hospital ward, a man crying out to God for help, crying, Jesus! Jesus Villarreal whispers to the dark, I hope God can hear you as well as I can, my friend, but I doubt it. Jesus Villarreal calls information on his burner phone and obtains the number of a dance studio in Barranquilla. He pulls his oxygen mask aside to talk. No, I am not interested in learning to dance, he says into the telephone. I am not dancing at this time. I want to speak to Don Ernesto. Yes, you do know him. Say my name to him. He will know. Puff, puff. Chapter 2. Hans Peter Schneider's boat slid very slowly past the great house on Biscayne Bay, water gurgling along the black hull. Through his binoculars, Hans Peter watched Carrie Mora, 25, in her pajama pants and tank top as she stretched on the terrace in the early morning light. My goodness, he said. Hans Peter's canine teeth are rather long, and they have silver in them that shows when he smiles. Hans Peter is tall and pale, totally hairless. Lacking lashes, his eyelids touched the glass of his binoculars, making smudges. He wiped the eyepieces with a linen handkerchief. The house agent, Felix, stood behind him on the boat. That's her, the caretaker, Felix said. She knows the house better than anybody. She can fix things. Learn the house from her, and then I'll fire her smart ass before she can see anything that she shouldn't see. She can save you some time. Time, Hans Peter said. Time. How much longer for the permit? The guy renting the house now is shooting commercials. His permit is good for 2 more weeks. Felix, I want you to give me a key to that house. Hans Peter speaks English with a German accent. I want the key today. You go in there, something happens. You use my key, they know it's me. Like OJ, you use my key, they know it's me. Felix laughed alone. Listen, please. I will go to the renter today. Ask him to let it go. You need to see the place in daylight with people. You have to know it's a creepy son of a bitch in there. I went through 4 housekeepers before I got this one. She's the only one that's not afraid of it. Felix, you go to the renter. Offer him money, up to $10,000. But right now, you give me a key, or you will be a floater in 5 minutes. You hurt the bitch, she can't help you, Felix said. She sleeps there. She has to sleep there for the fire insurance. She works other places in the day sometimes. Wait and go in the day. I'm only going to look around. She'll never know I'm in the house. Hans Peter studied Carrie through the glasses. She was on tiptoes, filling a bird feeder now. It would be a waste to throw her.